Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to the Firehouse Magazine Insider for August of 2008. We're here with Steve Przybrowski from California. He's going to do a series on helping firefighters get promoted. Steve, welcome, and can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your fire service background?
Well, thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate that. I've been in the fire service for about 16 years, currently working as a battalion chief with the Santa Clara County Fire Department in California. We cover 8 different cities with about 17 fire stations, 300 personnel, primarily to the areas west and south of the city of San Jose up in the heart of the Silicon Valley. Education and training has always been a strong passion of mine as a student and as an instructor. I've completed a master's degree in Emergency Services Administration. I'm currently in the National Fire Academy's Executive Fire Officer Program as well. I've been teaching at the community college level up in Chabot College, which is about just south of Oakland in Hayward, California. I've been doing that for about 15 years, all in their fire program. 5 of those years were spent as the fire program coordinator, and then 7 years as the EMT program coordinator. So I've always really had a passion for being a student and also helping others out as well. I've been fortunate enough to have been asked to speak at venues around the country, such as Firehouse World in San Diego, Firehouse Central in Las Vegas, and also been contributing editor to Firehouse.com since the beginning in October 2002 with my own little career development section for entry-level and promotional preparation as well. My specific areas of interest that I really enjoy passing on to others include company officer development, chief officer development, leadership, and then obviously entry-level and promotional preparation as well, too. So, you know, I know how tough it is to get promoted in the fire service, and I want to be able to give some of that back, and that's what I've been doing. And I do have a website, www.chabotfire.com. That's C-H-A-B-O-T-F-I-R-E.com. That's started out as the website for our fire program when I was coordinating it, and now it just sort of morphed into an entry-level preparation website for anybody and also a lot of promotional preparation stuff as well, a lot of free stuff on there for anybody from across the country. So for the most part, that's pretty much about the key points about me, and let's see what we can do and go from there.
Okay, well, we'll have both a link to your archived articles on firehouse.com and also a link to Shabbat Fire on the player page as well. So the article is titled What's Keeping You From Getting Promoted? There is always something more than a candidate. There is always something more a candidate can do to get promoted. How did you come about this? Again, you just said that you've been involved in this process for a long time in your career through the college. And what are some of the ideas that kind of brought this whole series, article series, to fruition?
Well, over time, seeing a lot of other people's getting promoted and, more importantly, going through the promotional process, you know, when I was a firefighter and looking at getting promoted and trying to learn what I can from others, both good and bad, you know, I started putting a lot of things away in my head and, you know, writing things down and seeing what's going to work best. And you know, I was fortunate enough to get promoted on the first time to captain, and on the second time I took the test for the battalion chief position. And I've been involved with the promotional process as well, and I really see a common theme of people that just aren't keeping themselves either up to date or, more importantly, preparing themselves well enough. A lot of people go through the motions, and I think their heart and soul are in it, but they just maybe don't have the focus or the direction they need. Some others don't have the focus or direction, don't even have their heart into it, and just go through the process for whatever reason. But to me, if you're going to go through the process, do it once so you don't have to do it again. I know that's easier said than done, but I think the biggest key things that are keeping people from getting promoted are probably promotional process-related items. Either they don't understand the process itself, or they don't do well enough in the process, or 2, professional or career-related items. Maybe they haven't prepared themselves properly enough through their education, their training, their experience, or they've done some maybe less than stellar things that maybe are keeping them back or have not helped them throughout their career, getting a good reputation, you know, respect from their peers and so forth. And 3, personal or family or maybe even off-duty related items. They've done some things off-duty that have maybe transferred into their professional life, which have maybe held them back in various ways, or also maybe made them look less than stellar, or maybe they just have a lot of family commitments, and that's understandable, that just require them to not really spend a lot of time on their off-duty days going to classes or preparing themselves, getting experience, and so forth. So between the promotional process-related items, the professional career-related items, and the personal, family, or off-duty-related items, I think those really key three focus areas are what's probably keeping most people back from getting promoted. And, I mean, we can go on for hours about that, but I think those are really the key primary areas people need to work on.
Okay. And that's kind of what the series will look at, overall, some of the downfalls that that you're seeing on a common pretty much with every time a firefighter's not or a fire officer's not making the cut.
Correct.
One line in the article, it reads, it is imperative that the fire service promotional candidates spend significant time and effort preparing for not only the promotional process itself, but more importantly for the position they aspire to. When you're out there studying, you know, there's certain textbooks that are probably used all across the country for the promotional process. How much of the stuff that is in the test is really new material that you will only know if you're an officer and not as a rank-and-file firefighter, or is it a lot of the old stuff that you're kind of rehashing into the leadership roles? Or
not really sure if I... A couple different parts of that question. I just want to see if I answer your question correctly, if you can maybe clarify that a little bit. Because I've got some good ideas about everything you mentioned right there, and probably going to hit each of those areas pretty well. Are you mentioning that whether the tests are matching actually what the job of an officer is, for example, to start out with?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I can't speak for every department. I can speak for my own department and a lot of other departments that I've experienced. For the most part, I think departments, at least on the West Coast, seem to be making up promotional exams that are matching the job of an officer. When I got hired, my department was, you know, for a captain, we're giving you a test to be a battalion chief, but, you know, a captain is one rank below a battalion chief, and, you know, and same with a battalion chief. They were preparing almost battalion chiefs to be deputy chiefs, and it was almost a little bit overkill because a captain gets up on scene to a 25-story high-rise with fire on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd floor, I mean, and a plane also that fell into it, and 5,000 patients is a little bit unrealistic. Give a captain a one-story house that's 2,000 square feet, if even that, and that'll be a challenge enough for some. But I have seen, I think, in my experience, a lot of tests that do mirror what an officer or a battalion chief is going to be doing, but I've also seen some others that are really maybe way above the level of that they should be at. So there is a mix across the board, but I think if you're preparing for the position itself, whatever is thrown at you in the process hopefully shouldn't be an issue because you prepare for the position, not just the test.
Okay, I understand. Okay, you do see from time to time a lot of people just have a crate of books that they're going through, and a lot of it seems to be going back to the basic firefighter building instruction, strategy and tactics. But as an officer, I guess you're also looking at it as you plan your approach to the tactical efforts on the fire ground. So.
Oh, exactly, and I think one of the biggest problems I'm seeing in, with a lot of our new officers and other departments is because we're not offering a lot of fire experience. I hear stories back east of how much still burns, and I'm very envious of that, but out here in the West Coast with all the new construction, we don't see as much fire activity, so it's not uncommon to have a newly promoted officer without much fire activity under their belt, and you look at a lot of these line-of-duty death reports, you look at a lot of these injury reports, near-miss reports, and even just where nothing went wrong, and I think a lot of this stuff is coming back to even a lot of the firefighter foundation that the officer either doesn't have because their department didn't give it to them, or they never took the interest to get more education. And for example, like we talked about building construction, fire behavior, I mean, those are probably two of the biggest contributors, you know, to fire ground fatalities, you know, maybe not being aware of building construction, maybe not being aware of fire behavior. You know, in a lot of departments, building construction is a three-hour class in your recruit academy, and that's all the training you ever get. You know, fire behavior, 5 hours, and that's it. But an officer needs to have those two disciplines really down, you know, as well as some other areas, too, not to mention strategy and tactics. incident command system knowledge and ultimately fireground command and control, just to make sure that, because that first officer can make or break that incident. That first officer is on scene, and what they do is going to pretty much make or break the rest of the incident, as well as any other officers coming in, too. So,
okay.
That helps expand a little bit on that?
That's pretty much what I was trying to look for, yeah. So, okay, and then the rest of the series, what else do we have to look forward to come the next couple of issues in the magazine?
Well, trying to keep it to the flavor of company officer development and preparation, because in most departments that is usually the first level of promotion. You know, take away the engineer rank. Some departments go straight from firefighter to lieutenant or captain, which is the company officer rank. And I think that's the most pivotal position in the fire service, because the captain or lieutenant is the one on the rig that's going out when someone calls 911. So really trying to focus on, like we talked about the first article, what's keeping you from getting promoted, as well as just some key promotional preparation items as well as positional preparation items. So when you get that badge, like our old fire chief used to say, here's the badge, you know, don't screw it up. And okay, great. And well, I guess I didn't get much preparation. Well, you came out number one on the list, so that means you're going to be the best company officer. And it's like, okay. So, and I still see that in a lot of departments across the country. And you come out number one on the list, you're the first to get promoted, and it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, your background, how well you did. It's make it or break it time. So trying to help that newly promoted company officer focus on their first day on the job. You know, what do I do? How can I prepare? Because if you're preparing for the position, hopefully you're going to be able to handle anything that's given to you in the promotional process. So it's sort of going to be a combination of promotional preparation but also company officer development.
All right. Well, Steve, thank you very much. And you will also be speaking out at Firehouse Central coming up in October. Is that correct?
Correct. Looking forward to it. Got two classes penned in right now.
Okay. All right. And those classes are, as I'm pulling them up right now, what's keeping you from getting promoted, and also how to smoke the emergency situation portion of the Promotional Assessment Center. So if you're going to be in Las Vegas for Firehouse Central and EMS Expo, make sure you stop by and sit through Steve's classes and take home some lessons. Steve, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing the rest of the articles in the magazine.
Pete, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on board. I look forward to seeing you and, well, as anybody else that comes out to Las Vegas in October.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website, www.firehouse.com/radio.